Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps, entry 101. I'm alive. A month ago, I was facing down an entity far older than anything I've ever encountered. A beast that lives on fear. A being that was responsible for my predecessor's death, that nearly killed me too. Nearly. At an empty coffee shop in Salita, the creatures and spirits from the stories I've collected over the last 4 years rallied alongside me. Many of them, I don't think died is the right word, but they were ripped from our plane of existence. It looked like I was about to join them.
So, what happened?
That's Keith. He works for an organization that has similar interests. He's here today at this coffee shop just off of Upper Serangoon Road, ironically enough, to interview me. I tell him that I'm not entirely sure what happened, but I have an idea. He asked me to start.
From the beginning.
I shake my head and tell him that it's better if I start from the end instead. My eyes were closed. I had accepted that I was about to die when I felt a strange coldness envelop me. I remember thinking that this wasn't what I thought death would feel like, because it wasn't. I opened my eyes to find the entity on the ground, but it wasn't the entity anymore. It had reverted to the little girl it once was, long ago, before it became the thing that caused so much destruction that night. I was confused. But as I looked around the coffee shop, I discovered what had happened. Word had spread. It wasn't just the creatures and spirits from the stories I had collected that had joined me. Others, from stories not yet told, came too. More ghosts, some of which had passed through me to get to the entity. And that's what that coldness was. But there were also more Huntu Tingi and Pontianaks and banana tree spirits. And even some creatures that had never found their way into any of the stories I'd heard. A wolfman, Huntu Raya and Huntu Tete. Even something as detestable as an Orang Minya. They all joined the fray, fighting though not for or with me. They didn't know me. They didn't care about me. No. They were fighting for their own survival. As the little girl that had once been the entity closed her eyes for the last time, the creatures and spirits, all of them, disappeared, faded back into their own dark corners, back into our collective nightmares. After that, I went to another coffee shop, had a kopi, and for the first time in a while, a cigarette. Then, back home. I wasn't sure how to feel. It seemed like a fresh start for me. For Ghost Maps. As relieved as I was, though, I was also exhausted. I needed to rest. I spent a week recovering, tending to injuries, both physical and spiritual. And when that week was done, I checked my messages. Dozens of news stories had come in. I wondered how many of these might involve the creatures and spirits that came to my aid that night. I started to respond to a message. But before I could even finish typing out a single word, I stopped. This didn't feel right. I was rested, sure. And I was physically ready. But this was something else.
"You're not sure if you want to continue,"
came a voice from the shadows of my flat. It was familiar, yet different, somehow. The spirit that stepped forward wore an approximation of my predecessor's face. But there was more to it than that. The spirit felt like an amalgamation of all my predecessors. "Are you saying I'm done with Ghost Maps?" I asked.
"You could, at long last, safely pass the torch to another collector,"
the predecessors said. Its voice kept shifting with every word, from the deep gruff of an old man to the quietly stern tones of a middle-aged woman, to other voices echoing through the centuries.
"But it all really boils down to one question, doesn't it?"
the predecessors said. "Did I want to do this?" It was a question I had never asked myself before, because I never had the freedom to do so. Ghost Maps was an obligation, a calling. Now, however, it was a decision. I thought about it for a beat or two, reflected on all the stories I had collected, the people I had met, and what it meant to them to have someone to speak with who understood, who could help bring some sense to their world, who would listen. Finally, I nodded to the spirit, then turned, picked my phone up, and started scheduling my next batch of interviews. When I was done, I turned back to the spirit, but it was gone. I felt a weight lift off my shoulders. But there was one last thing I needed to do before I met anyone else.
"Talk to me?"
Keith asks.
"Why?"
"Alice is semi-retired," I say, after a slight pause. "Father Aloysius works within certain confines. You? You catalog the unknown. You're enough like me." I wave the drink stall auntie over. "Keith and I have been here for about 30 minutes, nursing our kopis. Time for another round." I think I needed to tell my story for a change. And it needed to be with someone who understands this world the way I do. Keith nods, slowly, staring off into the distance, then turns back to me and gives me a look of realization. I offer him a smile, and then place him on more familiar ground. I tell him that there's another reason he's here.
Those other creatures that you mentioned?
He guesses. Yeah, I say. You already know about some of the things my interviewees have encountered. But there's clearly more. I figured I'd give you guys a heads up. Keith chuckles.
Appreciate it, man.
He says.
We will definitely look into it.
The drink store auntie finally makes her way to our table. We place our orders, then Keith asks me.
So, what's next?
I've got an interview later tonight, I say. And then another one 2 days from now, and another one after that. I tell him that even though things are different now, the important stuff stays the same. People still care about these types of stories. And if we lose them, then more than we know is lost. Not the least of which is who we are. Southeast Asia is what it is for a number of reasons. I extend my arms, gesturing to our surroundings. Coffee shops, oily food, cursing in different languages, ghost stories. What's next is simple. I keep charting our ghost maps. If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.